Cody Dyback, a deadly disease. Cody Dyback is a deadly Cody disease. Trees can be infected for a long time before they show any signs of the disease. Most, if not all, trees die. What is Cody Dyback? Cody Dyback is a microscopic, fungus-like disease that only affects New Zealand Cody. It can kill trees and seedlings of all ages, and nearly all infected Cody die. Cody Dyback has killed thousands of Cody in New Zealand over the past 10 years. Soil microbes. All life on Earth depends on soil. It has many important jobs in our ecosystem. Soil microbes break down dead plants and animals. There are three main types of microbe: viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Some microbes are harmful, like the flu, which can kill people. Other types of microbes can be helpful, like yeast, which is a key ingredient in bread. Microbes in the soil help break down dead plant material. Without soil microbes like bacteria and fungi, dead leaves and plants would pile up around us. I wonder what soil looks like under a microscope. Not actually a fungus. The soil microbe causing Cody Dyback disease belongs to the Phytophthora genus of water molds, or Uamaceites, so it's not actually a true fungus. Phytophthora is a Greek word meaning plant destroyer. Phytophthora species cause plant disease in crops and natural environments throughout the world. The best known of this group is Phytophthora infestans, which caused the Irish potato famine. The soil microbe that causes Cody Dyback is known as Phytophthora agathidicida, or PA for short. Like fungi, water molds are spread through spores, which are a lot like seeds. Spores can spread in soil, water, or air, depending on the microbe. Once it has landed in a new site, the spore will grow, often creating fruiting bodies like mushrooms, and replicate to create many more spores. I wonder if there are other types of Phytophthora that are a threat to Cody. Maybe there are also microbes that are helpful to Cody. Life cycle. Cody Dyback spores, called oospores, occur in the soil and can produce other spores, called zoospores, which can then spread in soil water towards Cody roots. Cody Dyback does not spread through the air. Zoospores infect Cody through the roots, growing threads or mycelium into the root tissues. They eat away or damage the tissues in the tree that carry water and nutrients to the canopy. Oospores are formed within infected trees. As the tree dies and starts to rot, these oospores are released into the soil, where they can produce new zoospores or spread through soil movement. What does it do to Cody trees? Cody Dyback infects Cody roots. It damages the small tubes that carry nutrients within the trees. Cody Dyback starves the tree to death because it cannot move water and nutrients from its roots to the leafy canopy. Cody trees infected with Cody Dyback can show these symptoms: lesions or blobs of gum at the base of the trunk. Sometimes the gum can circle the whole trunk. Infected Cody produce resin as a defense response to try and fight off the disease. Yellow leaves and thinning canopies. As nutrients and water from the roots to the canopy is reduced, the leaves start turning yellow and dying. Trees need healthy leaves to make food from sunlight, photosynthesis. With fewer green leaves, the Cody is further starved. Dead branches, then death of entire tree. I wonder how long it takes for Cody Dybeck to kill a Cody tree.